6 things that crushed Dad in the last 50 years. This experiment's over. It's a complete disaster, a failure. Single moms are not the answer for better society. Stupid dads are not the answer for a more united America. Locked up dads are not the answer. Uninvolved dads are not the answer. The studies are boring to read, but unanimous. When dad is in the home, regardless of the quality of dad, kids perform better in school and achieve higher education than their peers with no dad in the home. Income is higher in homes with a dad than in homes without a dad. Poverty rates skyrocket when there is no dad in the home. Dependence on welfare skyrockets when dad is not in the home. Crime rates are crazy high in households that do not have a dad present. Kids raised in a home with dad present have much more opportunity in life. Teenage pregnancy skyrockets in households without dad, leading to a continued cycle. Mental health issues are much higher in homes where dad is gone. The odds are ever in your favor when dad is home. Your odds tank when dad is gone. That is white paper research, decades of study, government-funded studies, because you know they're right, from many, many, many different research organizations. From many, many, many different research organizations. This is what we have done over the last 50 years to destroy the family unit and take dads out of the home. The shift in economics was a real cause. Dads were home and their presence was felt. They were often farmers or local merchants. But as the world shifted, so did families. Small farms disappeared. Companies became bigger and bigger with national reach. Local shops shuttered in exchange for big box stores. Sales became a leading career. Dads traveled, they moved, they spent more time away from their families. No more working side by side in the fields. No more being taught how to fix things and make the farm run. No more stopping by dad's store and spending time learning the family business. Now dad was either out of town or working for a company where having your family stop by would be frowned upon. Let's not forget more and more women going into the workplace, which often meant more and more influence in raising children, not coming from the parents. They're coming from outside sources. Even with dad gone, to some extent, mom kept his memory alive in the house. Our rules were still enforced, our values. And mom was going to tell dad when he did get back home. Move to public education. As the world keeps on spinning, most people go with it, and public education has become a massive influence in American lives. Now, I'm not going to bash public education because education truly is important, but there are other options, and our family has avoided the public school route because I've seen the public schools. Education in small schoolhouses was much, much different picture of education than it is today. Today's kids spend insane amount of time inside the school system, and much of that time is just not productive. Today's students graduate not nearly as educated as they should be. The U.S. ranks very poorly in worldwide education standards, despite being the heaviest spender. Turns out spending money does not mean good quality education. Regardless of my views here, two things come from this shift. A massive amount of the day is spent being influenced by people who are not dad or mom. And since teaching is a field dominated by women, there are arguments that that shift of so much time without male role models is one of the reasons masculinity has declined and become attacked. Let's move on to court systems. Ask any dad that has had to go through the court systems, and he will probably admit the deck is stacked against you. The courts have predetermined that dad is not important and that his value is in check writing. And if you force our hand, then fine. Here are some days you can see your kids. Just be thankful for the scraps we just tossed you. Thanks, family judges. Family courts have crippled dad's influence in kids' lives. And it's politicians that create the laws and incentives judges follow. So blame them. My other target here is dads. As much as I am disappointed in the judges, dad allowed the situation to get to the point where a judge had to decide what he can and can't do. And I know moms are at fault here. In fact, I've recently read a study where most divorces were being initiated by the moms. But this is a dad page. Dads, I need to tell you a secret. Sex can make babies. I know you didn't know, but now you do. So stop having sex with crazy women. Marry women you want to spend your lives with. And make sure you guys are on the same page with that life. including how to manage your money and how to raise your kids and how many kids you want and what faith you are and how you want to raise your kids in that faith and how involved your in-laws can be in your life, because those are some of the biggest issues married couples face. Some of these divorce stories I hear, y'all can do better. Politicians passing stupid laws. Who'd have thought? I've made it pretty clear. I have a strong dislike for politicians. I think they're all slime balls, even the ones you like, and especially the ones you don't like. I think they make incredibly stupid laws. And I think we need to start calling out these idiots for a bit. Not that they'll be held responsible or even accept blame. That's not going to happen. Child support is collected by states and used as a measuring stick for how much federal money states get. States get more money from the federal government when they collect more child support. Do you wonder why dads don't get custody when they should? Do you wonder why dad gets stuck with a heavy bill and limited contact? Welfare rules and government incentives finance the breaking up of families, because hell, the government will pay you for that. Politicians create laws that incentivize the breaking up of the family unit, especially in low-income and minority families. There has been a real effort to replace the husband and the father with a government handout, and people are taking it. There is a lot of chatter about laws passed that disproportionately took minority fathers out of the home and into jails for relatively minor offenses. Now, I haven't seen enough of that to make a judgment, but I wouldn't be surprised. Remember, while there is always someone to blame, we can take the power out of the courts and politicians' hands by making good decisions and not ending up reliant on government money or stuck in their courts. When dads step up and become great, we make all of this way less relevant. Entertainment finds great ratings in crushing dads. Gone are the true role models of dad. The Leave It to Beaver type dads are gone. The dad with high integrity that did not get caught up in drama and was always good for dispensing wisdom and seriousness. Now the leading TV dads are the butt of the joke. And while I admit it's often funny, I'm also certain we are a culture easily influenced by entertainment. I am also certain we are easily influenced by entertainment and the stigmas in TV and the stigmas in TV influence generations in how they act, because now they're idiots. Mom is a smart one that really does everything. Dad drinks beer, watches TV, groans about doing any work, loves sports probably more than his family, and is clueless and clumsy. Luckily, Mom is there to do literally everything. There's no respect, no honor, no integrity. Let's be honest, that doesn't get laughs. Decades of that humor, on top of not actually having dads in the home, and a dramatic rise in how much we watch TV, has really reshaped how many men think a dad should act like and be like. And it's a wrong interpretation, and families are paying the price. It must be recognized that TV dads are punchlines, not actual real dads that should be modeled after. But hey, we want the laugh. Feminism. Before I get torched by feminists, let's clarify a few things. Women are great. Women are strong. Women are smart. Women are capable. I'm not saying otherwise. Feminism was needed for the evolution of the world because there was no voting for women, and workplaces shied away from women. And certainly, women were not paid well in the workplace. And at higher levels of business, they were being turned down opportunities when they were clearly the more qualified and talented. So, the movement was needed. But some feminists have taken the cause way further. The ones saying women should be single and not get married, single moms are better than married moms, career women are better than stay-at-home moms, this is where the rest of the world rejects the cause. Because now feminists divide and attack women. On top of that, men are all evil and toxic. These views attack marriage, they attack child raising, and they attack healthy families. And that's simply wrong. You tie all these together, and you see how they feed each other. The feminist desire to put all women in the workplace means there's more burden on school systems to raise kids. The courts and politicians feed the, see, men are bad crowd. Entertainment rears a generation that is not influential and present in their kids' lives. The cycle turns and turns, spewing out more and more kids born out of wedlock, not raised in the family unit, more likely to be raised and influenced by underperforming schools and disappointing entertainment options. So dads, break the cycle. Avoid this fate. Be a prominent and influential role model. Stay away from the courts and politicians. The more we know and recognize, the more we can fight against this rigged system. Just because the deck is stacked against you doesn't mean you won't come out on top. So shoulders back, head up high, power forward, you got this. And to the rest of the world, this is a stupid trend. If you want to make the world a better place with less crime, less poverty, less welfare, less taxes, because reduced crime and welfare means you don't need to tax people as much to pay for those things, better communities, better education, the list goes on and on. Do everything you can to keep families together. It's important and it has a massive impact. Make dad the center of the family. Make dads the source of wisdom and influence. It solves so many problems in this country. This is 100% Dad. Find our current tour schedule on 100dad.com, 100dad.com, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and more, at 100dad, 100dad. Email Townsend at 100dad.com.